Welcome to whatever this is, podcast number 2.
Yes, definitely.
We're back with Alex.
Michael.
And
I'm Anthony. Hi.
He's a special guest, might be a regular coming up.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Which is not a podcast, but whatever this is.
Whatever this is.
It's close enough.
Yeah. So what movie did we just see?
We saw Black Panther.
Yeah. I saw it again.
Yeah, Anthony, I actually saw it twice.
Yeah.
So, initial thoughts?
Should we go non-spoiler, then spoiler?
Yeah, we'll go non-spoiler first, I guess.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Just give some quick thoughts about
stuff
we did and didn't like. Or,
yeah.
Unless you think it was fucking perfect and it was amazing.
That's cool.
Can this be explicit?
Let's keep it sort of mellow, I guess.
Okay, ignore
neutral
that.
Ground.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah, we'll try to.
At least keep it
sorry
neutral.
Sorry about that.
It's
we'll
okay.
edit it out.
Doesn't matter.
We'll edit in post.
You want to start with the positives?
Who has Adobe Audition?
It's not technical enough to do anything about it.
Definitely
so
not.
It as some flavor to the podcast, I guess.
Okay, well, forget about that.
Do you want to start with your... You've seen it twice.
Yeah, so. I saw it twice now.
Did your opinion change on it? Or?
Yeah, I liked it better this time than last night.
Okay.
I would like to see how I like it a couple weeks from now when the audience isn't cheering for literally everything.
Tell me about it.
Because like when anything happens in the movie, people will cheer or laugh, and at the end during... And it's a Marvel movie, this is not a spoiler. There's post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, two of them.
But at the second post-credit scene... Like, one guy just, like, flipped out and, like, went crazy, and he's like, I'll see you all here May 4th or whatever it is for Avengers Infinity War.
And we've made it!
And it's like, I'd want to not go out of spite out of you, because you're just, like, someone in the back told him to shut up, like, 3 times, and it's kind of funny.
Yep. And like, it's actually on the same
road. He was just really hyped by what happened in this post-credit scene, which we'll get to later when we talk about spoilers.
Just like,
and he was on the same row as us, right?
Or was he was like so close, and I could see him like fist pumping and stuff and going nuts, as if he didn't expect what was gonna happen in that post-credit scene.
Some lights will just say "crazed fan" right here.
Yeah.
We could add that to another podcast about like the downfall of theater experiences. Because people just applaud it. They applaud for no reason sometimes. It takes away from the experience.
But wasn't this almost the same way that when we saw Deadpool? Was it almost exactly like that? Do you remember?
Well, I felt that's different because that was a comedy.
Yeah, that is true.
So everyone was laughing at stuff. I don't remember people like cheering for everything.
Well...
I feel like there's certain moments in movies that deserve cheering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that shouldn't be like... I don't think most movies have like 8 moments of cheering in a movie.
Yeah.
If someone just says a line,
well,
that's just like in the middle of the scene, it doesn't really need cheering. Or like, you see like the setup to something, and then you see the payoff in the next scene, and it's like, okay, we knew that was coming. You didn't need to cheer.
Oh yes.
I remember some like a similar experience with like Star Wars, but not like this extreme. And then.
Can we give spoilers for Star Wars?
Well,
that's like that's
it's
like
been a while.
It
so.
Is been
I was
a while.
I was gonna cite The Last Jedi as an example. I felt like the moment when Luke brushed his shoulder off, that definitely deserved applause. And also when the guy in the gold robe got sliced in half.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's Snoke, but didn't want to say that for everyone. Snoke gets sliced in half, and it was great.
I mean, come on,
that deserved cheering every single time. And also.
Yeah.
Another moment I could think of that definitely deserved cheering was in Batman vs. Superman when Wonder Woman did the thing.
Yeah, did the thing.
Yeah, that always got a cheer out of the audience.
Is she with you?
Yeah, I thought she was with you.
No, she's not with me.
I guess, do you have like anything that's like popped out at you like in this film?
Well,
like,
in Black Panther?
Yeah, in Black Panther. Not Last Jedi.
Okay,
no,
sure,
Last Jedi is
okay,
way
let's
long
ago. Get back to
Black Panther.
Please.
So... Both times I felt like the CGI could have been a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was good in some parts, but there were some parts that had way too much and it looked really bad, I thought.
Yeah.
Especially something near the end where it involved a knife. You see it quick and it's like, that looks awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I felt like that problem could have been solved as if the new Black Panther costume was not fully CGI like that. They should have just kept his outfit from Civil War, which was awesome looking.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I felt like, looked bad. And it didn't help that the other Black Panther costume was just basically like the reverse Flash of Black Panther costumes.
Yeah. Yep.
It could have been just like the director's decision, but it did look a little different from Civil War.
There were too many Lion King references too.
Yeah, it definitely fell off Lion King homages.
Yeah.
But the Panther King.
The Panther King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's cool.
Another thing is I thought the music was good, but not memorable at all.
Yeah.
Like I tried to think about the music afterwards, and I couldn't. But during the movie, like what I heard was at parts similar to the X-Men theme from those movies.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get that out of my head, so I couldn't even think about anything from this actual movie.
I can't think of like the X-Men theme, but we both mentioned how it was like a generic like Marvel land theme, but like instruments over top of it, like African instruments.
Yeah,
and like, I enjoyed
the instrument sound.
I was almost expecting that the main song, Circle of Life from Lion King, I was almost expecting it, to be honest.
Too on the nose, maybe. But maybe in the sequel. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a little on the nose.
How do you guys feel about like the comedy beats?
I feel like that I need to think about that more when the audience isn't laughing at literally everything. Yeah.
That's true.
It was a little, there's a couple parts that in the first time I saw it got laughs that did not tonight. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that will wane every time, like every week.
Can you get some examples for a few of them?
During a fight near the beginning, a female character uses her shoe as a weapon. In the middle of the fight, like, and uses like the heel. Remember?
Oh.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
I don't remember it, but.
It was like in the fight at the casino.
Yes.
Yes.
There's like a big, long take fight. And one character uses something else, and this character uses her shoe. And I remember that got a big laugh the first time, and no one reacted to it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of laughs. You mentioned like earlier, before we even watched the movie, how like they were laughing at like things that was kind of referenced to like our world, like
The memes.
Like Western culture.
Yeah, there's at least two memes in this movie.
Memes.
Question how much isolation Wakanda has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm okay with, like, some stuff. Like, she's like, I call them sneakers or whatever.
Yeah, that,
like,
was,
I thought
funny.
Was funny.
I thought that
look,
was
another white boy to fix.
Yeah, that was okay.
Which was a reference to Civil War.
Yeah, it was. And then a certain character, what is his name? We've been calling him Gorilla Guy.
Yeah,
like,
Gorilla King.
M'Baku.
Yeah, I love him.
He was great.
Drax.
Who's he played by? I don't remember.
Let me check.
Yeah, we'll check.
But he's a new Drax.
He's definitely better than Guardians 2 Drax.
Yes,
like Marvel,
in every way.
Marvel has a tendency to like throw like comedy beats at like these menacing
guys. I felt like
guys.
His beats were great.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he hit him well.
Because he also had more. He had such a small part, but I felt like he had really good development in comparison to like main characters.
The smallest parts had the biggest impact in a lot of movies, and this one's probably a good example.
Did you guys feel like
his
all
name
the characters
is,
were
Winston
developed?
Duke.
Winston Duke.
Winston
I've never heard of
apparently
him.
Apparently he's going to be in Infinity War.
Of course! He wouldn't be in that without
Other than that, he's just been like Law and Order and Person of Interest
and Law
and Messengers.
Nice.
And Major Crimes and Modern Family, and that's it.
So all the television shows.
Yeah.
Wow, and I watched Law and Order. You would think I would recognize him.
Well, I don't know how many episodes he was in.
Oh, probably like one episode for a big series, so it's up in the air, even for me.
Is there a character you guys like didn't feel that fond of?
He was in one episode.
I knew it. Okay, one character that's not, well.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't think T'Challa got a lot of development.
I can't remember the names really. Who was that?
The main character.
Oh, the main character.
Yeah, T'Challa. I wanted to know his relationship with the girl. Like, how they broke up.
I mean,
that was
like,
up in the air.
I felt like this felt like the sequel to a movie we haven't seen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
I felt the same way with Age of Ultron, which I hated. I like this movie, so it's not. It didn't break the movie for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this, because like everyone seems to have past relationships that aren't explained, and we're just supposed to like accept them based on like how they talk to each other and everything, but we don't get much information. Or it's like drip fed to us, like No. We at first it's like, oh, they're together, but she's always away. But then it's like, oh, they're exes, but it doesn't seem like
I
that.
I think it'll talk about it in two ways. One, it'll probably be mentioned in the Black Panther comics, you know, how they met.
Well, I mean,
the
comics, like, or, it's not going to be like exactly like
true.
The movie because they're not directly making the movies off of specific storylines, and I don't know enough about Black Panther's comics, so it's not like... Mm. This is different than like in a Batman movie where it's like you take a couple things for granted because it's like everyone knows who Batman is and what he's like as a character.
Exactly. And then leads into option number two. It could be added into deleted scenes that they neglectedly not put in the movie, which they do a lot.
I mean, they do it with Star Wars where like you need like holes filled in, like plot holes, and they'll do it with the comics eventually, and everyone just like settles in.
I still want to know what race parents
are.
They're just the, well, they're just pointless. That doesn't, we don't need to go
into
that.
Still, it'd be nice to actually know who race parents actually look like, other than the fact that they are drunkards.
Well, what matters is that they don't matter.
Yeah, true, but still, you would think it would be really nice to actually know.
Well, I think people, I think that was just like, everyone had a theory and then none of them were true, and it's like, who cares?
Yep, surprise, we got fooled. Bamboozled and hoodwinked all in one day.
So, who did that guy who played in Get Out, what's it, that
Daniel
name?
Kaluuya.
Is that his name?
Kaluuya.
Forgive us if our pronunciations of the names are incorrect.
I can spell it, but that doesn't help me pronounce it.
Is that his character's name in the film?
Oh, no, that's his name.
That played the cousin, right? Or
no, he was like the guy who was...
The turncoat.
Yeah, the guy who...
Oh, the one with the rhinos.
Yeah, the one who said Claw killed his parents, so he wanted revenge.
Oh, yeah. It was really nice that the guy that represented the gorilla tribe took
Daniel Kaluuya.
The place. Yeah.
Has two U's. So.
But the main.
I mean, I thought he was really good in the movie.
Yeah. The whole cast was really good.
Oh, I thought everyone was really good, but that's why I was surprised. Like, I felt like T'Challa didn't get a lot of development other than he's trying to be a good king.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I knew him any better than I did after watching Civil War, where I thought he was great in, but. I was hoping for more from him since he's the title character in this.
I think that had to do with the pacing of the film. Like it's all over the place sometimes. Like
this was like three Black Panther movies in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the ultimate, like the arc for Michael B. Jordan's character.
Yeah, he was, I thought he had a good arc.
Yeah, but it was too fast.
Yeah, it was too fast. Yeah. I felt like one thing that would have been better for him is to see like a flashback where he was like in the military. Instead of, you see it on like a screen really quickly at one point, but that's it. But I felt like, because when he has like that, I'm pretty sure you can see this in the trailers, like the fight with like swords against Black Panther when he's using a sword and a shield, like on a waterfall, like we know he's great with guns, but I would have liked to see how he is with like those kind of weapons.
Yeah, he has like a touch of Bucky in him, which is interesting because he's in an after credits scene.
Oh yeah.
Like they could have did, they could have did some of the stuff they did with Bucky with him. I think. Do you want to just go full out and just do spoilers?
I think we should give everyone say their rating.
At least for a couple more weeks.
Let's do ratings first, and then we'll go to spoilers because it's been a while. It's been about 20 minutes. So
20 minutes?
Yeah. Wow. So
it's not like we have a time limit.
Yeah, so...
Because we could just go into whatever after we're done with Black
Panther. They get the gist of what we feel.
Yeah. Maybe you could put, like, a timestamp for spoilers.
Yeah, okay.
And then for when the spoilers end.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And so, for when the expletive is early.
Yeah, expletive
at, so
like,
it's
1 minute.
So it's like, you could play, like, a really loud noise. Yeah. Right then.
So, rankings... Do you want to start? You've seen it twice.
Yeah.
The first time I gave it a 7.5, but even then it was my number 5 Marvel movie, where I could go into my list, but I don't want to like go into that right now. But
does it go up now in your rankings?
I'd still put it about the same, but I'd give it an 8 now. I liked it a little bit more, but still has issues that I felt like don't have it hold up as well as the ones that I like more than it.
What about you, Michael?
Such as Winter
well,
Soldier.
Personally, when I before actually watching it, I decided to give it an 8.5 for a score, but that's even before I even watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute that the opening, like the first scene started, I was engrossed in the film. I was in tune with the movie. It was hard for me to actually express it. It's been a long time since a Marvel movie's actually made me that intensely focus on the movie. The only time I ever actually felt that was, well, I think it was the first Guardians that may have gotten that hold on me. Maybe a few others, but Black Panther is definitely in the higher tiers for me for when it comes to Marvel movies. But then again, I barely remember most of them to begin with.
Or seen most of them.
Hey, most of them I have seen, thank you.
Shots fired. Alright, so what's your
final? What's your rating?
Yeah, rating.
Out of 10.
I still keep it at 8.5 overall.
Fair.
I'm going to one-up you and say 8.6.
You one-up me last time
I
was shooting water.
I think it was bold and it was colorful and it's a nice
movie.
Yeah.
I thought the overall best parts of the movie was the costume design.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the set design.
Mm-hmm.
Really sets it apart from the other Marvel movies. Because even like the locations aren't Wakanda are really good.
Yep.
Like they go to Korea and that looks like really nice and colorful looking. I mean, it doesn't really look nice as like a location, but it looks really nice as like, wow, people put a lot of effort into making this look really good.
I loved all the special effects with the costumes, the technology. It was really science fiction. And as a science fiction enthusiast, I enjoyed it a lot.
I disagree with that, so we'll go into that in a minute.
Oh, please! I like the idea with all that technology.
No, I like science fiction as well, but we'll mention that in a minute.
Did Ryan Coogler do, like, Fruitful Station?
Yeah, I think
Creed.
I think the only movie I've seen of him was Creed, but yeah, I've definitely seen that he's done Fruitvale Station.
And did you like that movie, Creed?
Yeah, I really like Creed. Yeah. I thought that was great.
Creed was awesome.
The fight
of the two movies that I've seen that he done, I like Creed better.
Yeah.
Creed was awesome.
Which I find odd because they relied so much on CGI and, like, fight sequences in this movie. And I feel like
Do we want to say spoilers now?
Yeah, spoilers now.
Yeah, spoilers. At this time,
drum
we're
roll.
Going to spoilers.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
What's the first spoiler we want to say? I have one. Why is every Marvel movie have to have a fake death?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sick of that. And also, since this is the first Black Panther movie, that means I feel like he's invincible for the rest of the movies unless they actually kill him off, which they won't.
As long as he has the suit. Because
he's popular.
Not to mention,
he's basically an invincible character.
Yeah.
Because also, they have a way to cure death.
Mm-hmm.
But only once, really, because they burned all of it.
Not to mention, Black Panther was in the Infinity Wars trailer, kind of gave you a way that he won't die.
Yeah.
So that's stated
out. But we know
obvious.
Everyone will be in that.
He's an odd hero because he's like a king. Like, he's not just a typical dude like
right.
Batman is, and he's not like a super rich dude like Iron Man. He's kind of like just a king.
So he's kind of like Aquaman in a way because
yeah,
he's
I
also
king.
Yeah,
I felt like this is like very similar to like a combination of like Wonder Woman and Aquaman storyline.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I've already seen so many people online comparing this to Wonder Woman, and it's like, I felt like Wonder Woman did better in places.
I'm sorry, but I don't see the comparison.
Well, it has Warrior Woman, and that's pretty much the only comparison. And a secret island that is shielded from the rest of the world.
But it's a city!
It's a...
Or is that a country?
Well, then Themyscira was still a city. It was just on an island. This is an island in the middle of a country in Africa. And speaking of that, I felt it was really weird that Wakanda, the city, which we'll just say Wakanda because even though it's a country... But the city was never really given a name, so I guess it's like New York, or it's like the main city is Wakanda City, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we can call it that. I mean, a lot of people have their own ways of calling it.
Yeah,
so
but my point is like, they have this amazing city, this amazing fully CGI city that we barely get a presence of.
Mm-hmm.
That's a point. The point is that like there's still the people in like tents and villages around that city that are not given like any of that technology.
Nope.
And like there's other tribes and stuff that just they seem like they are also secret but don't have that kind of technology. Like M'Baku's tribe is in the mountains and looks really nice, but you don't really get a feel of like what their technological level is. It definitely doesn't look like the same as like mainland Wakanda.
They don't have the Man of Steel technology.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, speaking of that, like, the technology, like, when they would have holograms and stuff. It was always with like the pin art, like gray technology, like in Man of Steel.
Like a little beads.
Where it's like, I love Man of Steel, so it's like, well, that I immediately noticed that the first time in the opening scene, where this time I realized, oh, it's a combination of Man of Steel's like pin art technology combined with that opening scene of Wonder Woman where her mother's telling her the story using like that painting with all the Greek gods, which was really nice, and I like that better than this one. Although this was still, I thought the opening looked really nice. I really liked all of the flashbacks. I thought they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially the ones like with T'Challa where he saw his father, and you see like just the background looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the flashback, or like the vision with the Killmonger and his dad was really good too. And I felt like his father was like a better actor in that scene.
Yeah.
Because like Michael B. Jordan would just like switch like at a moment in like not like the best way, because he always seemed to have the exact same tone of voice in every single line that he said in this movie.
He does, but he's a very physical actor too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good at that.
It's odd that like Ryan Coogler, like he has a very spacious like directing style. Like there's so much space in the frame, and like I feel like that might hinder like his way to build tension and stuff.
Because
like the fight sequences, they're very nice and stuff, and the choreography is really nice. But like I don't feel a lot of tension like in the fights. I don't know if you guys feel the same.
I was expecting some slow motion.
Like you should feel tension, like the King confrontation, like the whenever he challenges people. I didn't feel much. Like obviously there's tension there, but I don't feel it.
I felt like it was maybe looking towards Macbeth or Hamlet, but that never happened. Kind of sad. I was expecting it.
I see people comparing this to like Shakespeare, where I felt like that was more like the first Thor, where that had like that kind of very mythical elements in it. And because that had a director that actually did Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That is very true.
How do you guys feel about Bodhi? The guy who played Bodhi. What is his name? He's a famous actor.
In this movie?
Yeah, in this movie.
Who's Bodhi?
I'm saying, like, he played Bodhi in Rogue One.
He wasn't in this.
Yes, he was. Wasn't he?
Riz Ahmed wasn't in this.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
No, I know that guy. That guy's not in this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, not Bodhi. Not Bodhi. Not Bodhi.
No one from Rogue One was in this. Oh, no. You mean, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
What's his name?
In this? He played Zuri.
What's his name in Rogue One?
Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bodhi's the pilot.
Well, know the truth.
And he has the same, like, accent in this. I noticed it. I don't know why he did.
Well, I felt like that's just his voice.
Yeah, it might just be his voice now. But...
although his eye looked better.
Yeah, it looked better.
Haven't you also noticed that when T'Challa's dad, his left eye wasn't
blinking? Yeah, I felt like he absorbed Forrest Whitaker's eye or something. Because Forrest Whitaker always had his, like, an eye like that. But
I thought it was born like that for his character. Or...
well, maybe. I don't remember him having that in his, like, one scene in Civil War.
Or it could have been something else, like, from an impact from that incident.
So how do you rank, like, the villain in this compared to other Marvel
Which movies? One? There are two villains.
Well, I felt like...
well, the villain role kind of does switch around a little bit, but...
I like Claw because he was just ridiculous. And just, like...
yeah.
Like, at when they have the fight in the casino and he, like, causes money to go everywhere. He's like, I made it rain. And he starts laughing and stuff. And when he leaves the building, he's like, that was awesome.
That was the second Guardians of the Galaxy 2 version of Drax.
Yeah, it seemed like exactly like that.
Not to mention that hand.
The hand looked kind of weird, but I guess it was meant to be an obvious prosthetic.
Mm-hmm.
How did he...
I did not expect him to die.
And not to mention
because,
body.
Like, I can't think of many Black Panther villains, although, again, like, I don't know much about Black Panther.
We'll have to study.
So I felt like they used, like, all of his villains in this and just kind of, like, went through them.
Well, it depends on if they're going to make a sequel, which
they
I don't
better.
Know.
I mean, I feel like it's weird that they haven't announced a sequel yet since they usually announce the sequels to these.
Especially since
they've
made
it. I think they're going to wait until after Infinity Wars, then decide on
this. They've already made so much money with this film, like, even before the show.
I know, but still, I mean.
Yeah, they probably want to wait and. They probably don't want to announce too many movies after Infinity War, because right now I think the only ones we know besides Ant-Man and the Wasp, which comes out like 2 months after, is like Guardians Volume 3 and Spider-Man Homecoming 2 or whatever its subtitle will be.
So we'll
Spider-Man Prom. Okay,
so Ant-Man and the Wasp will take place before Infinity War.
It seemed well, it comes out in July and Infinity War is in May, but the trailer made it seem like it was right after Civil War, because like meant he had like the thing on his foot.
You know. Yes.
The,
yes.
House arrest.
I guess you could make a point about this film like doing a decent job at like tying this into the universe as they usually do, but
yeah, because they had Bilbo Baggins in it.
Yeah.
And he would have had a small part in Civil War.
Yeah. Okay.
What about
one thing that I thought was weird with his character is like he had that thing where he flew the ship and she mentions, "Well, you're a great pilot." I'm like, wait, did he mention that at some point? Did
yeah,
he
that was
say
odd.
It? I don't remember that.
Maybe
we've
that
definitely never
show?
Seen him like fly.
Or did T'Challa might have told her about him.
Yeah, but how would he know that he's a pilot? We never saw him
fly. Oh, she must have known all the records because she has all that technology and all the information on everybody.
I guess
it's shaking up the sister.
She knows more than I
liked her character.
Yeah, what do you think of all the other female actors and characters?
Nakia, Lupita Nyong'o's character.
Uh-huh.
I thought she was good, but I felt like she needed a little bit more development. This was definitely an ensemble cast, and I wasn't expecting it to be like an ensemble movie.
Yeah.
But that's
because I felt like a lot of them didn't get a lot of development, especially Danai Gurira's character.
And which one was that?
She's
the love interest?
Okoye.
We should just put up IMDb.
I'm just naming things.
The movie just went by too fast.
The general. Yeah, I thought she was interesting, but she was kind of like one-dimensional to me.
Yeah,
I thought she was interesting because she stayed loyal to the throne when Killmonger took over.
Again, it's just like the lionesses when Scar took over. Very Lion King deja vu.
Yeah.
Except instead of the uncle,
but then like
the
later when T'Challa showed up again and Killmonger refused to like continue the challenge, then she went against him because like I guess he broke the rule of the law.
Yeah, because that is sacred law for them, so.
So who do you guys, do you think anyone like stole the show, like acting wise?
Well, people are comparing Michael B. Jordan's Killmonger to Heath Ledger's Joker.
Really?
Where I do not.
Where?
I don't see it.
On Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter?
I still don't see the similarities.
Well, not.
Or.
Is similar characters, but like acting wise.
Really? I don't see
like,
it.
Like he's like as good of a character as Heath Ledger's Joker. Or I don't.
What?
I don't think so. No. I don't think. I thought, because like I said, I felt like he had like the same tone of voice the entire movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought his part was interesting, but also, it seems like a lot of this movie was like Marvel just telling the audience, hey, let's get all this kind of racial stuff out of the way since we have not had any of this in like the past 16 movies.
Well, he's definitely the most developed, so you might like just draw comparisons by that.
But also, like, T'Challa's sister, like, talking to Martin Freeman, saying, "Don't sneak up on me, colonizer," or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mind those jokes, but.
No.
And I just felt like it was very forced.
Not to mention everyone else in the theater didn't mind
it.
Because
it didn't really make any sense considering, like, her, like, them in Wakanda, like, no history of that, because they just kept to themselves the whole time.
I think the child's mom definitely had less of.
Yeah, she didn't really have much of a part. She was just in it.
She was just there.
Like, we didn't see her at the end. The last we saw her right was with when they went to Mbaku's people. Because I don't think we saw her again after that.
I think he's one of my favorite characters in
Mbaku.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked him the first time, and I liked him this time again.
I like how most of like the conflict was like family oriented, like it was all like it made it feel grounded a little bit, even though it was so fast. Like
again, Lion King, Macbeth.
I think if they do a sequel, it should be mostly focused on T'Challa, and maybe one other character from this, and away from Wakanda, because I feel like with all the amazing technology that now we've seen it, like it'd be interesting to see them go away from that, because otherwise it will just get in a rut. Where all these movies, if they make a series of Black Panther movies, it'll just be someone challenging the throne and then winning, and then he has to come back to life again.
The cycle continues.
Winston Duke is the one with the rhinos, right?
Maybe like go a whole rhinos. Movie where they're like undercover or something.
Like yeah, I'd like to see a Black Panther undercover
movie. Yeah. But now that he's like revealed himself to the world, I don't know how likely that would be. It'll be interesting. Well, I guess the next one could be like them trying to deal with being like open to the world.
Yeah, we saw that. In, we saw that in the after credit scene that should have been in the.
The mid credit scene where he was revealing himself to the world obviously should have been the last scene in the movie.
Yep.
But because it's Marvel, they need two post credit scenes.
Yeah. I mean, since it's Marvel, should we like mention the Stan Lee cameo?
I forgot about that. I don't want to talk about it.
It's weird that they didn't show any crystals. And one of them.
Yeah, but there's still at least one Infinity Stone that we have no idea where it is. But I guess it's possible Thanos already has one, but it's hard to say.
To be honest, I thought one of the crystals would be the Vibranium. You know, like a different source for the Vibranium. Like the Vibranium's taking energy from the crystal. That would have been make a lot more sense to drive the Infinity Wars into the Black Panther universe, too.
I think they'll be drawn to Wakanda because, like, Bucky and Cap will be there.
Yeah.
And
spoiler, Bucky.
If you've seen Civil War, you know that Bucky, in the after credits scene of that movie, Bucky gets put on ice in Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've seen him awake as. And looking like one-armed Jesus.
And maybe he'll get a new arm.
And it looks like he's about to walk out on the lake, but then he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. He's, what do they call him? The White Wolf?
Yeah, yep. Like one of the kids at this in that scene call him the White Wolf, which sounds cool, but Winter Soldier still sounds cooler.
Yeah. I mean,
he was like, Winter is still like White.
Winter Wolf.
Yeah. I like that name better, actually.
They should combine the two names, like the Winter Wolf or the Wolf Soldier or something.
They should just give him his own like little costume too that kind of looks like Black Panther but just a white one.
Maybe. I don't think White Panther sounds cool.
White Panther.
No.
Okay. What'd they call the other one? Golden Left.
Well, no, Jaguar. Like a Killmonger.
Jaguar.
I've only seen this on merchandise, but it's like Golden Jaguar.
Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering like what they actually called them.
I think it was a mistake that their costumes were so similar because like I've seen toys like in Walmart where it's like. A Killmonger action figure is just like they didn't put enough detail on the face, so it's just basically a Black Panther costume with the gold necklace. So it's like it says Killmonger underneath, but if you don't see that, it just looks like Black Panther.
Wasn't that the same necklace that was an option for T'Challa and he decided?
Yeah, because his sister made the two costumes and then he picked the silver one that had purple accents once he put it on, and the other one was like golden with yellow accents.
I'm not usually a fan of like. They did this in Wonder Woman too, where like in the exposition they just do a whole like segment, like maybe like 5 minutes or so, mm-hmm. where they just kind of have like statues playing.
Yeah,
out,
yeah, like it was like the scene with the painting,
mm-hmm.
where you see all the Greek gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting in that, but this one like it was the first scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd put it as the first scene because I was really unclear with who was talking to each other there.
Yeah, and there's so many different family ties that they're kind of.
Yeah, they kind of really rushed through it just to get out of the way at the very beginning there.
Yeah. So, anything else?
No, I had more, like, from last night, I'm trying to remember.
What's our major gripes so far? Like, we didn't...
CGI, I thought
CGI
it was bad at parts.
Pacing.
I wouldn't mind some slow motion.
Yeah, it was too quick.
And that could have hindered the tension, maybe?
This was definitely more of an issue last night when I saw it, that I didn't find an issue tonight, but I felt the beginning was boring last night.
Mm-hmm.
But that was more because I saw a movie right before that, so it's just kind of already bored.
So, how'd you like Detroit, by the way?
No, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend that as a side thing in the spoiler section for Black Panther.
Yeah. That's a difficult watch, though.
Yeah, it's definitely like since I was like the only one on the balcony, like I was kind of like looking up information about like the actual story and. It seems mostly accurate.
Yeah.
Other than, like, some things were dramatized because not, like, the full story, like, no one knows it. Because, like, if you want to see the movie, you can find out what happens in it and then look it up. But
Obviously, they kept most of it secret because it, I mean, you don't want the actual story getting out.
Well, it was like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But back then, like, at the end, like, the cops, like, got away with it.
Oh, boy.
So.
Yeah.
But, like, it was three cops in the true story, but in the movie, like, apparently, like, one of them that was, like, the main one, like, the main cop that was throughout the movie, like, he was, like, a combination of multiple cops that were there. Because he was just, like, the super racist.
Right.
So it was just kind of, like, the combination of multiple people. And that's why, like, all the cops' names were changed in the movie.
Because
it's like, well, we don't want to defame, like, anyone because they did get off. But also, like, all the victims had their real names.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, the real-life person that John Boyega played in the movie... He was, like, a consultant on the movie.
Really?
So that's why he said it's, like, 99.5% accurate to what he remembers.
Wow.
Good.
So, of course, that is, like, 40 years or 50 years ago now.
Yeah.
Memory's not perfect. So, it is basically, like, based on memory.
Something like that should deserve not to forget. Or actually, no, prefer to be forgotten than to be remembered.
Yeah. Because he probably didn't want to talk about it much after that.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't either.
So that's our Detroit
discussion. Yeah, it's my quick Detroit review. Okay. I thought that was really good. I don't have a rating for it, but it was really good. I don't really want to write a true story like that. Although I will say that the recent true story movie, 1517 in Paris, is really bad and you should not see it.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it. I just did not like it.
Huh.
I felt like it was a mistake to get the real... people from the event.
I mean,
because they are not actors.
Yeah.
And while I thought the true story aspect was really good, that was such a small part of it because most of it was about like them before going to the train. So like half the movie I liked because it was just like, let's look around Italy. And I thought that was really beautiful. So I really like Italy. So it's basically just watching them on just going around locations in Europe because they're on like an international trip that led them to the train to Paris.
Yeah, I didn't actually read the actual story on that.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
Just, like, there's a lot of weird editing issues that I didn't like, I don't hate Clint Eastwood. I think he has he's made a lot of good movies, but not this one.
Do you like older Clint Eastwood better now?
I haven't seen too many, I thought you meant like older Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, do you like old Clint Eastwood or new Clint Eastwood?
I think my favorite movie of his that I've seen is Gran Torino.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was really good.
I haven't seen his westerns.
Yeah. I saw Unforgiven, but it was a while ago and I don't really remember it. And I haven't seen like the ones where he was young. But I'd watch like some of his iconic ones if I could.
How'd you guys... We talked briefly about fight sequences, but you mentioned in theater about like the train.
We should say, are we done with Black Panther?
Oh, we're still talking about we're talking about Black Panther now.
Okay. I just want to say like if we want to mark like a certain time frame to like go into another topic.
We're at least 38 minutes and 12 seconds.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We could go like as long as you want.
Yeah.
Well,
I was thinking about like Spider-Man 2. You know when Doc Ock
The train sequence is incredible in that movie.
And like when Doc Ock knocks Spider-Man off and they kind of tumble throughout the air. I don't know if that's like a superhero fight trope or something, but like I've seen it multiple times. But
I didn't mind that it's a trope so much as during the battle in Black Panther, like his mask had to like come off like 5 times for no reason, and because like. His CGI costume in this movie was just like it could form around him, and so like his mask can form by itself without having to get rid of the whole costume. Like they just took advantage of that and had it come off as much as possible and then back on for no reason.
Yeah.
Wow.
The CGI becomes.
It reminds me of like in the Avengers where Captain America's mask would just constantly come off for no reason.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they love to do that in Marvel now.
Oh yeah.
So.
For some unknown reason, they do.
Because it's not just the hero; it's the person underneath.
Yeah, that's a nice lesson.
Because of that one time they showed like the police and the firefighters doing stuff in 2 seconds of Avengers.
Yep. So.
It's like they're the real heroes. That's why we're giving them 2 seconds of screen time.
And those 2 seconds are worth it.
So yeah, are we back to color in Marvel movies now?
Are we?
You know, like a lot of the early MCU movies were always like
girly.
It seems like they just film it and then it's like, do we need color correction? No. We just need to film it on these alleyways and streets and stuff and it's fine.
Yeah.
But now like Black Panther looks so like pretty. It had like so many good colors.
Yep.
Oh yeah, one thing I wanted to say, do you think like the look of like the costumes and the makeup and stuff was just for aesthetic, or do you think there's like any purpose behind any of it?
I think there was purpose to it because they were very like appreciative of like the culture.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say too, because it's a culture.
I would like any character in the movie just to explain like what their markings mean.
Yeah.
Just to get like a little bit of it, because like I want to know like why some characters have markings sometimes and others don't. Like his sister has markings when she's in battle, but when you see her in the post-credits scene talking to Bucky, she doesn't have any markings.
Right.
I think it's all tribal and customary because, you know, she's the princess and she's supposed to have some of the markings.
Yeah, but not all the time. Like, just in combat or something, because she didn't even have, like, her own uniform. It seemed like she just used an extra uniform of the Dora Milaje.
Well, here's what I think. Like, different markings can be different, like, for customs, for traditions, parties, celebrations, and also even for battle. I bet they might even talk about the markings behind the scenes in the
I'd see that if I got the DVD. And I'd probably get this.
Because, like, even the River Guardian Elder had, like, the circular ring around his lips.
Well, that was I know that's, like, a...
It is.
Like, actual thing.
Yes, it is. It's customary.
That's, like, part of, like, I think... I felt like it was just, like, for the aesthetic and not, like... It's to look respectful, but, like... For people who don't know what any of it means, like, it's not... It's just gonna look nice.
And also because this movie was... aired also on Black History Month, and well,
that's true.
And that's
true.
A really good movie to represent Black culture, Black History Month in a way too. So
I mean, it has a purpose in like for the audience and like making a distinction between the tribes. Like I thought there was a good distinction between them. I could tell which tribe was which.
Yep.
Yeah. I hope in the probable sequel, like we get a bit more of the other tribes.
Yes, we should.
Because there was like, how many were there? Five?
I thought there were, four, but also the other one as well. So there are five.
Yeah, four and the fifth one, so five.
I think they're going to, if I had to choose.
Because like at least two of them we only see at the scene of like the coronation of T'Challa.
I think the next one should be focused on the River Guardian one, the River Tribe, because that's where
this love interest is from. Nakia was from that one, but I kind of forget that because she's just with them so much.
Actually, we got to see a little bit of culture from another tribe because, you know, the guy with the rhinos. So that's
he had a decent part because, like, the guy from Get Out, he had a good part.
Yeah.
So he was like the tribe where I'm like, I think he'd be the angriest because he's the one. It's like, okay, you get to live right outside the city and your people get to live in tents and stuff and we get the nice buildings and heating and air conditioning and stuff, I assume, even though we... not clear.
I did
some of the architecture in the city because
it was beautiful.
Mainly like the one building you see during like when Black Panther and Okoye and Naki are coming into the city for the first time, and you see like one building where it's kind of got like a tree kind of like a treehouse kind of building inside of it.
Yeah.
Kind of like what my main thought was like the tree kind of buildings in on Kashyyyk and Star Wars.
Right.
And also like a little bit on Endor.
Yeah, I did like the design where it's kind of like a coalesce, like marriage between nature and this technological advance.
Like, it's kind of like dystopian sci-fi when you look at it. Very dystopian-esque.
Yeah, I wanted to mention earlier, I think the final fight between him and between Black Panther and Killmonger definitely should have been in the city.
Yeah, it should
have. Like in that one location where they shot the city where it was just like that one street, and then when they went back at the end it was like the same exact place.
Yeah.
It sucks we didn't get more development of like the city.
I didn't feel like it was that real of a city other than like one scene in it of like more of them being in it, because most of the movie they're either outside of the city or they're like on a random field or something.
I'm betting the city is going to be in the deleted scenes and a lot of deleted scenes.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't think too much because it would take so much effort to have those costumes and buildings and stuff
and all the food
I guess, yeah.
and the
yeah
I was,
merchant
like
shop.
Definitely some of that for like behind the scenes is necessary, but like behind the scenes, I would like more like in that, like I don't think it was crazy to like have the final battle just be on like a CGI bridge where just like purple and black mines around them, and the whole movie has like so much good color. And then the final fight is just like part of it's there, and then the other part's in a big field between two armies.
Yep.
And the immediate comparison I thought of earlier and just remembered as I'm saying that is Phantom Menace. Because, like, there's the fight with Darth Maul and the CGI bridges. Unless it isn't CGI, but I don't know.
Probably is, but...
Yeah. But there's the part, like, in that fight where they all get stuck behind the electric walls. And then like in this movie where they are on either side of the train and can yell at each other.
They did that in Spider-Man 3, too, didn't they?
I don't remember that movie. I saw that maybe once in theater, and at least once in theaters, and I've never seen it again.
As the old saying, once was enough.
Yeah.
But I think
there's also, and then like in Phantom Menace, there's like the other battle with the droids versus the Gungans, like in just a big field.
Yep.
A lot of shields blocking.
Yeah, those. And that has electric shields too, just like the tribe in this movie.
In Revenge of the Sith too, they got blocked by shields a lot.
Yeah. Shields must be a theme.
Yeah, I think it sucks because, to your point, like, we get all up to that point, it's about, like, Wakanda forever, like, the heart of Wakanda.
Yeah, they say that a lot. I never felt like Wakanda was a place.
Yeah, but then we end it with a train sequence, just all CGI, and, like, it's not about the people fighting people, like, their own people.
And I didn't really appreciate, like, all the not-so-subtle foreshadowing.
Yep.
Like,
it's so obvious.
I have two examples. Then, like, when Bilbo Baggins is in the city for the first time, and Shuri, T'Challa's sister, like talks to him about like the vibranium mine. They're mentioning the train. I'm like, well, that's coming back later. Oh, the train. And then later when they're talking to M'Baku, and he's like, I will not help you. And then my ethos, but I will come back in the third act at a crucial moment. And then I was right.
Yeah, it got very predictable at some point. But...
Not to mention that car, the way that T'Challa's sister was driving the car, instant foreshadowing about the plane, too.
I don't know if, like, well, Ryan Coogler was just so excited.
I guess that's more just consistency.
Well, yeah. Definitely consistency.
I did like the hologram, like, vehicles where they could drive it from a distance.
That was awesome.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
Actually, it kind of felt like Ready Player One-esque as well for the trailer.
Have you read the book?
I know you have the book,
but that doesn't mean you've read the book.
I've started reading it, yes.
Yeah. I know the last time you said you started reading, and then I said how far, and you said like 5 pages. So have you gone past 5 pages?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, so...
I actually made this to page 7, but that's beside the point.
Oh, great. I've never read it either. All I've seen is the trailer for references of the movie, aka Ready Player One.
Yeah. Have we seen like that technology, like, or that narrative like thing, like going into like a hologram to drive a vehicle? Have we seen
Tron.
That in other movies? Tron and
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yep.
Remember the gold people were
gotcha.
On those things.
Yeah.
Oh wait,
those
what
pods?
About Ender's Game? Ender's Game's 1 too, right?
I never saw.
Well,
Ender's
that was
game.
Like all simulation anyway. But then at the end, it's like, good job, that was not a simulation. Like what?
Everyone died.
I'm glad I didn't watch it.
I'm glad we're saying all these spoilers in the spoiler section.
Every movie ever.
Yes.
Okay, so Darth Vader is Luke's father. Snoke does not matter.
Yeah.
He got cut in half.
Han it would be nice if we weren't
Han died. Han was stabbed like 4 years ago.
And Carrie Fisher can use the Force.
Yeah, she can fly through space.
Yeah.
She can fly.
And Adam Rothbart dies with like barely any reverence.
Yeah.
Because he was just the meme character the whole time.
He's always been a side character though. Like,
did we want to say what the memes were in Black Panther?
Oh yeah, do we?
Okay, so there's the part where Black Panther's sister is showing him stuff, like new technology, because she's basically like Q from James Bond, and she's gonna show him what she called the sneakers, which I did think that was funny, where she's like, I call them the sneakers because they don't emit any sound at all.
Yeah.
And he just looks at her like, are you serious? And then she's like, I am serious. But then, before that, to introduce the sneakers, she looks at his sandals and she's like, what are those? And I'm like, oh my God, why?
What
why
year
are you
was
doing
that?
That?
What year was that meme? Like, 20...
I feel like it was probably new when they were filming this movie.
Oh boy. Now that one's going to be a new one.
I know this movie got delayed because Marvel got the rights to Spider-Man back, so they had to have Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if that delayed the filming of this or if they were already filming at the same time.
Okay, let's recount. How many memes are represented in
this movie? What was the other one that I remember?
Because
it was like a... Oh yeah, it was when Okoye like has the wig on and then Naki is just like, you gotta whip and...
Oh, you gotta whip it back and forth.
Yeah,
you gotta
whip
like
it back and forth.
That's from like my childhood or something.
Well, and there's also Claw was like singing songs when he was in the interrogation room. Remember I definitely think him meeting Bilbo Baggins should have had more riddles.
Yeah, it should.
Because it was just one riddle would have been hilarious because it would have just been too on the nose. Maybe it would have been too on the nose, but it would have just been... I would really appreciate that.
A lot of the jokes were fresh. And, I mean, that part that kind of hindered
you. Yeah, there's some good jokes, like, but it's like any Marvel movie where there's a million jokes, so it's like some are good and some are funny the first time.
And some jokes are like too fresh where it's like, I'll send you my SoundCloud link or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, but in 2 years, will that be funny?
Yeah, probably not.
And do Wakanda people think like, oh, my SoundCloud? I don't know.
Oh, well, I mean... He said it to Bilbo Baggins, not another character. So
yeah,
he obviously knows what SoundCloud is. Also, Bilbo Baggins is named Everett Ross in this movie. His name is not Bilbo Baggins in this movie.
Because I thought that was Lord of the Rings.
No, it was in The Hobbit, because he played him in The Hobbit, of course, but it's just easier to refer to him as that. You're lucky I wasn't saying Gollum for Clothian this entire time.
To be honest, I forgot about The Hobbit.
Yeah, they were like the only two white guys in the movie. And this is not my joke, but they are the Tolkien white guys in the movie.
How'd you feel about, what's his name? The guy who always is a CGI character in every movie.
Gollum?
Yeah,
Andy Serkis?
Yeah, Andy Serkis.
Yeah, like I said, I think he was good. He was just like a really ridiculous kind of guy the whole time.
Yeah.
I wish they didn't kill him. I think he should have been the main villain in this movie and then had hints of Killmonger and then had Killmonger be in the sequel. Because then I feel like we could have gotten both their stories to be more fleshed out. Or just had Killmonger in this movie and then Claw for the next movie. Because I'm really unclear about why Killmonger even teamed up with Claw if he was just going to kill him randomly.
Did we even need Claw in this movie?
I didn't think so.
I think it was just an excuse to like have a car chase and a CGI hand. I did like their scene at the museum at the beginning. I thought that was a really good scene.
That was a good scene.
Because you can kind of get a feel of both of the characters where Killmonger is more reserved even though he wasn't like that at any other point in the movie.
Yeah, and you get his motive directly from his dialogue.
Yeah, and I liked when he looked at the mask and Claw's like, what, is that made of vibranium too? He's like, nah, I'm just feeling it.
Yeah.
And then he wears it until he gets like the costume later.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, it does fit him.
Would have been nice if his costume had the mask shape that he took from the museum.
Yeah, it was just another panther costume.
I was thinking of like the Han Solo trailer because it... I don't know.
Oh, you want to talk about that now?
But like whenever Han Solo goes in like dual mode and like he's facing these like tribal people and they put on a mask that's similar to his in there.
I think we got that, but that makes sense. Because in that trailer, I was thinking that mask looks more like Kylo Ren's helmet combined with like a Death Trooper helmet from Rogue One.
I guess it does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Any lingering thoughts on Black Panther?
The guy that was yelling was unexpected.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like I said on Twitter, I thought it was pretty good.
Whoa.
On Twitter.
Excited about future Marvel movies still.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and Wasp, I'm looking forward to.
I don't have hero fatigue. I have Marvel fatigue.
Marvel fatigue. Yeah.
But that was directly due to Age of Ultron. They have to like win me back with every movie after that nonsense.
Ant-Man and the Wasp better be good.
Yeah, I think Ant-Man and the Wasp looks really good. I have no hopes for Infinity War being good because it just looks like way too many characters at once, and I don't trust that they'll handle it well.
Yeah.
Unless it's like 3 hours. Because like Lord of the Rings doesn't even have that many characters, and that takes so much time.
Yeah.
and that to handle them well.
We talked about it being like more segmented, like we got character, they're gonna segment character stories. And
also, I'm pretty sure we're done with Black Panther now, so
we we're done with Black Panther, so
if you're when whoever's skimming this to put the time codes in,
which it's is about us, now. So any concluding thoughts or?
No, let's talk about other stuff.
Oh, we should. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we?
I didn't want. I didn't say that as like an end. I wanted to like go on to another topic.
But do you want to like say like a final brief statement on Black Panther? I think you've.
I just said it was pretty good.
What do you think?
It was pretty good. Maybe find some music from my iPod from the soundtrack. Maybe. Possibly.
Well, I haven't listened to like the album by Kendrick Lamar, but like. I don't think that's for me.
The music I want is the chase scene music.
I thought we were gonna get more like Kendrick Lamar music in this. I don't know why.
The only song I remember at the end was at the end when they're at the like basketball.
And there was some like Claw was kind of bumping to it in his car.
Yeah, there's like songs like that were diegetic, where it was like in the room, but not like for us to hear so much. Because there's pretty much always a song playing in Shuri's lab. Oh yeah, there's one more thing I wanted to say. Like, people were saying like Shuri's like now like the new Tony Stark, and I feel like that makes sense because she's like clearly really smart and can make amazing technology. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like that's also due to her having unlimited access to like the rarest mineral on the planet.
Yeah.
Like if Tony Stark or someone else like had that access, then I feel like he'd be about the same. And it took her like the whole movie to make like laser gauntlets.
Just imagine Stark getting that all that stuff.
And I did like her character, so it's not like I'm hating on her.
His ego will be even bigger if he got all the vibranium.
Well, I don't want to go into like Tony Stark's varying characterization between movies.
That'd be a different topic.
I just use him as an example because he's like the only like really science character in these movies.
Yeah, that'll be a different topic for a different time.
I'm just not a fan of like describing new characters by saying like it's a new blah blah blah, like this is a new Han Solo, this is a new
Oy vey.
What other topics you want to talk about?
We could have talked about the Venom trailer.
Yeah, but it did not load because
because of buffering.
Xbox was buffering too much on the YouTube app. Ugh. So
buffering.
I've seen it. I'll say that it looks pretty good. I think this is really early teaser. People are saying, why didn't they show Venom in the teaser? And I say, yeah, they could have showed at least a little hint of Venom.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, if you don't see the Venom title card at the end, it's hard to say that's a Venom movie.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a guy on the run movie. But I think it's really banking on Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good name to bank on. And it's also very funny that he's playing two superhero characters that involve Venom. Because he played Bane, and Bane uses Venom to become very strong.
Yeah.
I wonder if his voice will be audible in this movie compared to Bane.
He always jokes.
Although, will he have as memorable lines as Bane? Because even if they're not good or if they're good lines, they can definitely quote him pretty good.
Yeah. He's one of those.
Oh, you think Darkness was your ally?
He's one of those physical actors, and he has a lot of. He seems to have a lot of energy about this role. So,
oh yeah.
Should be good.
He's definitely great in Fury Road.
He's good in most all his stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty good in like everything I've seen.
Yeah. Did you see what was that Chris Nolan film?
Inception. Yeah.
No,
Inception. That's one of my favorite movies.
Dunkirk.
He's in that too.
I haven't seen Dunkirk
yet. He's good in that too.
Yeah.
I want to see Dunkirk.
I like how Christopher Nolan always just, like, carries the same people throughout his movies.
Yeah. A lot of the good directors do that.
Because, like, after being in Batman Begins, he had, like, Michael Caine in, like, every movie. Mm-hmm. And he even had, like, a cameo in Dunkirk, because at first I'm like, oh, this is, like, the first Nolan movie without Michael Caine in, like, 8 movies. But then I heard he was, like, Have you seen Dunkirk?
Yeah.
He is, like, the guy talking to Tom Hardy on the radio at the beginning.
Oh,
just
weird.
Like the commander or whatever.
Yeah.
Just like saying, here's your mission. And that was Michael Caine's. Like, so he was still in it because he can't not be in it.
Looks like I have another movie to play the scene.
Yeah, Dunkirk was a good movie.
Yeah.
Because Christopher Nolan is one of those directors who just exclusively makes good movies.
That's all he does.
Yeah. Even if he has a weak movie, it's still a good movie. Yeah. It's just weak compared to his other movies, which are generally near or are masterpieces.
I could see why, like, at first I was kind of shocked by people coming out of that movie and they were like, oh, it's boring and tedious, but, like, I didn't find it tedious. It was more about, like, the feeling of war instead of the actual characters.
Yeah, it was more about, like, the events rather than just the specific characters. Yeah. Like, we don't need to know, like, their backstory or anything. No. That's war. Like, it's just...
Yeah, it's war.
It's not important.
And they're also kind of, like, thrown into the situation like the characters are.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's the part late in the movie where they're dealing with a possible traitor or, like, an enemy soldier who just, like, happened to join up with them and is just trying to survive, and they try and, like, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, you can kind of tell something was off with the guy at the beginning. So then, like, later, it's like, you still don't know, like, if he's good or bad, or was he? No, he was a French soldier in the end, I think, right?
Oh, did he? French.
So it's like, he couldn't understand what they're saying to defend himself, but
he wasn't
an enemy.
Yeah.
Vive la France.
He did a very good job of, like, making these broad thematic strokes, and then, like, he always does a good job at making, like, these subtle, nuanced character moments.
I definitely need to see it on DVD with subtitles, because, I mean, those British people in that movie, like, you can hardly understand them half the time.
That's everywhere.
Or, like, 75% of the time. Especially when, like, Tom Hardy's in a plane, and you can't even understand him, and he's not in a plane.
Yeah.
Like, he might as well just put the Bane mask on while he's in the plane. He kind of did, because he had, like, the mask on that a pilot would have.
He's always got a mask on.
Yeah, he likes putting masks over his face, I guess.
Yeah. I guess we could talk about, like...
You seem to want to talk about Solo. I think we should talk about Solo.
Do you want to talk about Solo?
Yeah, you mentioned Solo, like, 5 times.
Oh, I'm just a Star Wars fan. So
I mean, I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'll talk about Solo.
There was also that news about, like, the Game of Thrones writers coming on, getting their own...
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes, but... I guess if you want to talk about Solo and then end it there...
Okay, Solo...
Solo?
Well, I don't really have any emotions for Solo because most of the time it was just people talking in the background
for that trailer, so I really don't have much of an opinion.
It's unfortunate.
Okay, I could talk about it.
Yeah, you guys were talking during the trailer, so I couldn't even listen to it. So
I showed
you
the trailers.
Yeah, but not that one.
Yeah, I did.
Don't remember.
I showed you both of them.
Really?
The day it came out.
Huh. Well, then
I specifically try and show your trailers that I think are good.
Yeah, don't remember.
That's why I didn't show you the Venom trailer. Mm. Also, I forgot about it immediately after it came out.
Do you have a particular disdain or feeling about, like, what they're doing with their future films? Like, so these
there's ones that I want them to make, but I'll take whatever they give me.
I still like a Yoda and Kenobi movie. Just saying.
Which one?
What? It would be nice if they made either a Yoda or a Obi-Wan.
Well, they're talking
movie.
About doing an Obi-Wan movie.
Yeah.
But I think a Yoda would be a lot better.
I don't need a Yoda movie, because then it's just like... Unless it's like they... In the Star Wars comics recently, there's like a short arc where Luke was reading from Obi-Wan's journal about a story that Yoda told him where he went to this planet where he couldn't connect with the Force, so he was like pretty much beaten by like these kids that were there.
Would you prefer to have...
And I thought that, like, I don't want to say more about the storyline, but it was really...
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be interesting if they made a Star Wars Rebels movie?
I'd be into that, but I'd rather have a Clone Wars
movie
because I want them to finish that storyline off.
I want to see what Ahsoka would look like.
Yeah, well, straight up Ahsoka movie would be really good.
Yeah.
Ahsoka's good in Rebels.
But then she's barely in it.
She's barely in it, but I don't know. I'm okay with, like... I don't know. I'm okay with a few, like, standalone Star Wars films, but, like, I want to...
Well, I'd like specifically, like, one that finishes off the storyline of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Because they got canceled before they were both finished.
Yeah, that was
so
upsetting.
Like, take the character development and stuff you wanted, and then get back Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor, and just cast Ashley Eckstein as Ahsoka if you want, because, I mean... She played her for so long, you might as well. And I know she's cosplayed as her.
But that would be an obvious choice, wouldn't it?
Well,
I mean,
it's
you could cast her. I don't know. I don't have any other ideas for casting, but just have Ahsoka be in it.
She has the essence of the character, so much.
Get Temuera Morrison back and have him play Captain Rex.
Rex.
Yeah.
And of course, every other single clone.
I don't know.
because I just want them to finish up that storyline.
Would you be
and also the... confuse everyone that has not seen the Clone Wars, and then just at the beginning of the movie, just like have the crawl just be like, watch 6 seasons of the Clone Wars and then come back.
It's their own fault for not even watching the Clone Wars.
Yeah, you should watch it by now. It's so good.
It's been on Cartoon Network for years.
But yeah, I wish they would have just moved it to like Disney Channel or something when Disney bought it instead of just canceling it.
Yeah.
But I guess they didn't want to deal with like their rights of like if it was still going to Cartoon Network or whatever.
I don't like the animation that they're doing with I don't know if it's just Disney, the with Disney Rebels. Channel. Yeah, with Rebels.
Yeah, like it seems like there's some episodes with really good animation, but then
it's changed.
I feel like it's more they pick simpler character designs because then they can do more with it and it takes it's probably quicker for them to animate.
I guess.
And less expensive. But the character designs in Clone Wars look better, generally.
Yeah, more gritty.
Although, like, a lot of the designs in Rebels are, like, inspired by the original concept art by Ralph McQuarrie. Hmm. So, there's, like, a lot of inspiration from that, so it looks similar to that. But it does still looks... It looks very simple compared to that.
Anyways, I think we're good.
Yeah. So, tonight. We did not even say what we thought about Solo.
Oh, we can do. We can say.
I think we need to at this point. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
We mentioned it like throughout so Black Panther review.
Yeah, we just kept saying solo.
This is like Solo. Here.
You okay, so to put Yolo.
I had no expectations for Solo because I felt like there's no point to making this movie. Mm-hmm. But after seeing the teaser and the both teasers, because like the other one was still not even dubbed trailer one.
They're basically the same. So.
Like the second one was only like 30 seconds longer and not even like 2 minutes. Yeah. The Venom teaser was longer than either one of these. I thought it looks really nice. Mm-hmm. I like the aesthetic. It does look Rogue One-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just like the style that they're going for with this movie.
I've read some people's takes on it that it feels like a Blade Runner type feel to it.
I'm not against that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the original Blade Runner, but I thought...
You're not?
2049 was like the best movie of last year.
I still haven't seen it.
I just don't like the ridiculousness of parts of the original. And I don't want to get into a Blade Runner review. Yeah, that's it's pretty dated now.
We'll have to do one eventually, because I have them both.
I mean, I want... What? Do what?
Both watch Blade both Runners. Of them?
What?
I don't know, I meant to do it like a something like
review.
No.
I mean,
I've thought about doing like a retro podcast where we just pick up old movies, but you know.
Well, I thought Solo looked really good.
Yeah.
I don't know how he is as an actor because I haven't seen him in anything.
We'll have to look up.
But I think he'll. Well, I mean, I know he's in that Hail Caesar movie.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
I've heard he's really good in it, so I guess he'll be good.
Better.
I think I liked his dialogue that he had in the teaser trailers. And I think Lando looks great. Everyone agrees on that.
Yeah.
But he had no lines in the movie other than, like, screaming at the end.
Yep.
But I'm kind of sick of them also making, like, so many different variants of, like, TIE Fighters and Stormtroopers in these movies that are before the original movie.
Yeah.
Because it's like, where the fuck are they?
Yeah.
We need to cut that out, too. I'm sorry.
It just creates, like, plot holes, and you're like... Now I have to rethink, like, what I just saw earlier in my life, but, I don't know, in regards to, like, what's
the... I forget that we're recording this sometimes in the...
Yeah, dude, it's okay. Like, in regards to, like, Han Solo, like, I don't think you need to, recapture, like, Han, or Harrison Ford's, like, interpretation. You have to capture, like, the essence of the character instead.
He needs to play Han Solo as he will play Han Solo.
Yeah, which I'm
doing a Harrison Ford impression.
Yeah, some people might like disagree with that, but I think that's all you need to do with like these characters.
As long as it's not just constant callbacks to like original lines that he had and stuff.
Which there is a line in there, which.
Well, yeah, like his last line where he's like, "I thought we were in trouble there for a minute, but it's fine. We're fine."
Yeah.
Because I felt like that was very Han Solo. Yeah.
I'm okay with, like, and it's actually a callback to, like, A New Hope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm fine with, like, one line
it's
of those.
It's okay, everything's fine here, it's okay. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. But I'm afraid, like, they might... Yeah, it might be just, like, a fallback, an easy fallback.
Well, they're gonna overdo it.
Yeah, they're gonna overdo it.
Well, if they go off The Last Jedi, where they're, like, kill all the nostalgia, then I feel like they'll have references, but not...
Yeah.
They won't just be filled with it. I'd rather... This movie should just be like some backstory for Han Solo, and then an adventure with Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Yeah.
The whole thing doesn't need to be, this is how Han got his blaster, this is how Han got his holster, this is how he got his jacket, or vest, whatever.
My thought was
this
always...
This is how he got his haircut, this is how he...
I just want to know how he met Chewbacca and the Millennium Falcon. That's it.
I just say, like,
well,
say...
Well, we're definitely seeing I got the Millennium Falcon, because it's in the trailer. Yeah. Although it's unclear how it changes its look.
Didn't he mention that he stole it one time?
Well, in the original one, and not the original one, in Empire, it's revealed that Lando had it first, and then Han won it fair and square. So he could have still. Well, I feel like Lando would have been much angrier at him when they met there instead of just being like, "You take good care of it, right?"
Because
he wanted from me fair and square. He's like, "Yeah, fair and square."
I think, like, what they're doing with these films, what I'm afraid of is that they're just going to fill in plot holes or mysteries, and, like, I think you should save those for, like, comics and books, and then the films are for, like, future, like, more innovative stuff, but...
Well, everyone wants them to do, like, an Old Republic trilogy.
Yeah, I was asked about
that. I feel like that's,
that's
a good idea. I don't know much about, like, that time frame, but just do something with all new characters. If you're, like, Rian Johnson's trilogy is, like, supposedly all new characters, so I wonder what time frame it's going to be in. He said it's not Old Republic, but I feel like that was more specifically, this is not that storyline.
Right.
So it could still be, like, in that time frame, it's just new characters. I don't expect any of these movies will be, like, direct, like, copies of any storylines we've already read.
Especially when Rian Johnson's, like, in the helm, but...
Yeah, because before it came out, everyone... trusted him, and then a lot of people do not like him now.
Which is
But funny. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I like Last Jedi.
So. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
For tonight.
Yeah, that was good. Follow us on social media.
If you want to,
Everyone wants to say their handles.
Handles?
I don't really...
Do you know what that means?
I don't really need to, but if you want to, go ahead.
Well, I guess you're going to post this on yours.
Oh, yeah. I'll post this on... I guess we have a Facebook page now. It's the WTI podcast Facebook page, and then
works for me.
I think I'll probably make an Instagram account for it. Which is, I think I do have an Instagram account. It's WTI Pod, and then I don't have a Twitter for it, so that's about it for Facebook and Instagram. And then
yeah,
we should just make a Twitter.
Yeah, we should.
You already made a logo, so that looks nice.
Yeah. So. So
well,
you're
my,
okay with the logo? It's good.
What?
You okay with the logo right now?
Well, it's a logo.
It's a logo. But
a
it's good. Like, you have something to put as, like, your image on Instagram or
whatever.
Yeah.
So.
We
should
just
have,
follow,
like, a roulette wheel.
You could follow me on, what?
Like, it says whatever this is podcast, we just have a roulette wheel and a tape recorder in the middle.
Yeah, I could. But.
Sure. Okay, so my Twitter handle is AJ Dorsey Films.
Mm-hmm.
And my name is Anthony James Dorsey.
All right.
I said my middle name for no reason.
And
because
it's
Anthony J. Dorsey on Twitter.
No right.
Because
judging.
It just needs to be different, you know, than people with the same name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you can follow me on my other Twitter, which is more nonsense and stuff than the other one, which is more professional, which is called Crimson Cal. All
right.
Yeah.
So until next time, thanks for listening, and go ahead and subscribe.
I got liked by Chris McKay. It was great.
All right, he's still going on about Twitter. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
That's good.